Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 46 was written for those who can hit the high notes. The Hebrew word alamot in the title means it was written for the sopranos, or for female voices. We might find special blessing if we would hear the women of faith throughout history singing this. The first and recurring theme is God as our protection. The beginning, middle, and end of the song declare Him to be our refuge. Women and children have always been society's most vulnerable. What a relief to know that, quote, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. When others fail, He abides faithful. Where can we go when the, quote, waters roar and the mountain shake? Verse 3. The repeated chorus reminds us, quote, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Verses 7 and 11. The second stanza presents God as our pleasure. Many women have been dissatisfied with the men in their lives, but this one will never disappoint. Quote, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. Verses 4 and 5. Refreshment, rejoicing, righteousness, reliability, reinforcement. The third theme portrays God as our peace. How many wars would have been waged if mothers had the choice whether their boys were sent to the front? Quote, the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, the earth melted. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. Be still and know that I am God. Verses 6 and 9 and 10. If you now read Hannah's prayer, 1 Samuel 2 verses 1 to 10, and Mary's Magnificat, Luke 1 verses 46 to 55, you'll see the obvious link. These are some of the wisest words ever spoken, and some of the sweetest notes ever sung.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.